Twice the wind old cat hath mewed,
thrice and once the hedge paid the wind. Up he cries, tis time.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails dwell. Toad that in the cold stone days and nights has 31, slaughtered venom sleeping god, boil thou first in the charmed pot.
Double down, toil and trouble, fire burn and golden bubble.
Fill it of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt, tail of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and lion worm's sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Scale the little dragons, hear the wolf, which is mummy, moor and gulf, of the raven's snout swing sharp, roots of hemlock, dig it in the dark, liver of blasphemy and dew, ghoul of ghosts and slips of yew, slip it in the moon's eclipse, nose of turk and tartar's lips, finger of bird strangled bay, ditched in the by a drab, neck the gruel, thick and slab. Out then to a tiger's children, for the ingredients of a cauldron.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with the baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
Oh, well done, I commend your pains, and everyone shall share its gains. And now about the cauldron sing, like elves and fairies in a ring, enchanting all that you put in.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Open locks, whoever knocks.
How now, you seekers? Black and midnight hags, what is it you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess, however you come to know it. Answer me. Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yeasty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down, though castles topple on their warden's head, though palaces and pyramids do slope their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's German tumbles altogether, even till destruction sicken, answer me to what I ask you.
Speak, demand, will answer.
Say, if thou'st rather hear from our mouths or from our masters.
Call him, let me see him.
Pour himself's blood, thou hast eaten her nine fellow. Feast that sweeten from the murderer's gibbet, dwell into the flame.
Come high or low, thyself an office gently show.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought, hear his speech, but say thou not.
Macbeth, beware Macduff, beware the Thane of Fife, dismiss me not.
Whatever thou art, for thy good caution, thanks, thou hast harped my fear aright. But one more word.
He would not be commanded, here's another more potent than the first.
Macbeth.
Had I three ears, I'd hear thee.
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this that rises like the issue of a king and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?
Listen, but speak not to it.
Be lion-mettled, proud, and take no care who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never be vanquished, until great burning wood to hide Dunsinane Hill shall come against him.
That will never be. Who can impress the forest? Bid the tree unfix his earthbound root. Sweet Bodomance, good, rebellious dead, rise never till the wood of Burnham rise, and our higher placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature. Pay his breath to time and mortal custom, yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why sinks that cauldron? And what noise is this?
Show.
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 Show his eyes and be his heart. Come not shadows to depart.
Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo. Down, thy crowd does sear mine eyeballs. Thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? A fourth? Start, eyes! What will the line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another yet, a seventh! I'll see no more, and yet the eighth appears, who bears a gloss which shows me many more. And some I see, that twofold bowls and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight! Now I see 'tis true, for the blood-baltered Banquo smiles upon me, and points at them for his. What is this so?
I so, all this is so. But why stands the best thus amazedly? Come, sisters, cheer me up his fright, and show the best of our delight. I'll turn the air to give a sound, while you perform your antic round, that this great king may kindly say, our duties did his welcome pay.
Where are they? Gone? At this pernicious hour stand I accursed in the calendar. Come in, without there.
What's your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of a horse. Who was it came by?
'Tis two or three, my lord, that bring you word Macduff is fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time, thou anticipast my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is overtook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very first things of my heart shall be the first things of my hand. And even now, to crown my thought with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon Fife, give to the edge of the sword, his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool. This deed I'll do before this purpose cool, but no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Come, bring me where they are.